Oklahoma will soon be home to a state-of-the-art rocket fuel facility. The Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust plans to sue the state, and expanded coverage for breast cancer screenings begins in November. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, June 2nd. I'm Deborah Ashar. A Texas-based aerospace company is bringing a new high-tech factory to southwest Oklahoma. We get details from KGOU's Nick Daniels.
Firehawk Aerospace will invest $22 million to build a rocket propellant facility near Fort Sill in Lawton. The 40,000-square-foot plant will use 3D printing technology to produce hybrid rocket fuel, a first of its kind in the U.S. The company says it will cut production time from weeks to hours and create at least 100 new jobs. Officials say the project marks a major step forward in defense manufacturing and strengthens Oklahoma's role as a growing national defense hub. Groundbreaking is set for this summer, with production expected to begin in 2026. I'm Nick Daniels.
Supporters of a petition challenging a $600 million TIF project in Norman have filed their final brief with the Oklahoma Supreme Court. The project would support the proposed Rock Creek Entertainment District. Petition backers argue opponents are using overly technical arguments to block a public vote. A Cleveland County judge had earlier ruled the petition summary insufficient, but supporters appealed. They say the language was accurate and that voters have a right to decide. The state's high court will now decide whether to hear arguments or issue a ruling based on the filings. A constitutionally created board that supervises billions of dollars to fund health and wellness programs in Oklahoma plans to file a lawsuit. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports TSET is challenging a new law allowing state leaders to alter its board makeup at any time.
House Bill 2783 by Republicans Trey Caldwell and Senator Chuck Hall addresses the board of directors of the Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust, or TSET. The seven board members decide how to spend the proceeds of the state settlement with the tobacco industry. It clarifies that board members will serve at the will of the appointing entity and limits their service to 7 years. The Oklahoma Voice reported some Democrats believe the measure aims to strip the board of its independence after TSET declined to immediately provide $50 million for an OU Children's Pediatric Heart Hospital. Agency spokesperson Thomas Larson told the Oklahoma Voice these changes appear to conflict with the Oklahoma Constitution, and the board needs clarity. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
State lawmakers have voted to override Governor Kevin Stitt's veto of legislation expanding health care coverage for breast cancer screenings. Thomas Pablo reports most women in the legislature are celebrating the vote and further denouncing Stitt's decision.
28 female lawmakers signed a letter to Stitt in favor of House Bill 1389. It adds certain screenings to a list of diagnostic exams that insurance companies must cover without patient cost sharing. The letter says Stitt's veto was disheartening and could have prevented critical care for Oklahomans. Senate author Brenda Stanley argued during Thursday's debate that the bill will save lives and money through early detection.
Let me tell you, this is putting policy over politics. It's saving money. I urge a yes vote.
Six women in the legislature did not sign the letter, although four voted to override the veto. The bill will go into effect November 1st. In Oklahoma City, I'm Thomas Pablo.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. And while you're there, we invite you to subscribe to the all-new Radioactive newsletter. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.